Hey, Brian.
Yes. Good afternoon, Governor. The mayor of Kansas City, Quentin Lucas, this weekend tweeted a letter, and he's calling for you to essentially call a special session to address violent crime. So two-part question, will you or do you plan to call a special session? And can you share any details about the phone conversation that the two of you had? Thank you.
Yeah, let me go back to specials. We've talked about special session ever since session, that there would be special session, whether it be one, multiple, and we've talked about all the time that crime would be part of a special session. I think I've talked to most of the mayors for weeks now about issuing crime. I had a good conversation with the mayor in Kansas City. We talked about some of the officer shootings had, some of the, you know, more on the violent crime side. I emphasized to him, I thought through the legislative process last year, we should have got some key elements done. He agreed that should have been done last year, so we agreed on that. So hopefully we'll be working together to push that forward. I think the other thing that's important to realize here that what I asked the mayor is, I said, Mayor, you know, what we got to do is we got to separate, you know, what's going on some of the issues that we're seeing on the news and that's taken center stage compared to violent criminals. But you cannot approach violent crime the same way you can other different crimes. And we're seeing evidence of that right now with the homicide rates in Kansas City, in St. Louis, and some of the crime that's starting to pick up. Look, you know, we are actually exhausting the police forces in this state right now, dealing with other issues besides violent crime. And we've got to get those resources back on the streets where they belong and to be able to address those issues. So those is a little bit of the conversation I had with the mayor. Look, I think we all realize in this state, there's many things we got to address. You got to address prosecution. You got to address law enforcement. You got to put boots on the ground in these communities. Look, and I don't care whether you live, I'll use Mrs. Jones's neighborhood because I had the opportunity to meet her and go to her house last year. She lives in a neighborhood that right down the street from her, there's a lot of criminal activity that goes on, and she's 90 years old and she deserves to be safe. And she needs a little help from law enforcement. She needs a little help from civic leaders to be able to address that issue in those neighborhoods. And we got to do a better job in that. And again, social workers are not going to do that. Mental health workers are not going to do that. That may be part of the solution, but they're not the ones that's going to go in there and protect the everyday citizens out there in front of violent criminals. And I will stress again, as I did all this briefing, violent criminals are violent criminals. They're not going to pay too much attention to the timeout mode. So you're going to have to address that issue with whatever force it takes to take them off the street.